I was told that there's a mimuna tonight. Happens to be, I'm not Moroccan, but from what I understand, mimuna happens on Motzei Pesach. But I guess you guys have been mimunaing this whole time, so I come on Persian time and I'm on time. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. My name is Mordechai Javaheri. I've been here for about 8 years. My wife was basically born here, but she moved out and came back when she married me. Baruch Hashem. And I've been in Kiva here, in college here, I'm in Smicha here, I'm basically a rabbi, more or less, but don't feel like you have to call me that. And it's so exciting to be part of the first in-person event of the year. It happens to be, unfortunately, the year is almost over, but you get a lot of kavod for putting it together, making sure that there's a sense of community, of keilah here on campus in Yeshiva. I think it's off. Thank you, Safir. Safir has a diamond smile, despite his name. You can't see it now, but I'm telling you, it's there. It's a big tzaddik. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So, the year is almost over, but it's Baruch Hashem, and it's still time. There's still time to make a beautiful event. Actually, it's time for doing it. We have a very special yeshiva that gives so much time, energy, and resources to making the people of all backgrounds feel comfortable here. Even Asher Martin came all the way from across the pond and feel comfortable here. So, I really appreciate that he came, Baruch Hashem. We've been learning Torah together from the beginning of the year until now. So, Baruch Hashem. But, from near and far, Shalom Shalom Karov L'Rachok, everybody should feel comfortable, and it's an honor to be a part of making you comfortable here. As the year comes to a close, it's basically finals. Trust me, I know what it's like to be juggling 8 different things as the year ends. And between yeshiva and university, internship planning and maybe dating, getting married, whatever it may be. I've been there, I've done that a little bit, and I totally understand. But as the year ends, we're getting ready to go, to move on for a short period of time or forever. I want to tell you a story that might be relevant for us to all relate to. The Magid Midubna tells a story, a mashal, of a young man who grew up. He finished his time learning whatever institution or system he was in, and the time came for him to move on in life, to go make a living for himself. He was in Kollel, Yeshiva, whatever it is. And his father tells him, listen, Shlaimi, I have in Europe, let me give you some money, here's a sack of gold, some money. Go travel very far to Africa, Australia, somewhere. And not Cape Town. Cape Town is not the type of place for this. And go to the shuk over there, buy lots of goods, and bring it back home to Europe, and sell it in the market here and make a lot of money. I'll give you the first investment in your business. So he says, thank you very much, Abba. And he makes his way out. He gets to wherever he's going. So let's say, I don't know if Asher likes Johannesburg or not. Let's just say Johannesburg. And he gets there, he sees the shuk, and he realizes it's almost sunset. He has to go, they're closing up shop. He's going to go find a hotel to stay in, a motel, whatever. And he'll go to the shuk in the morning. He gets to the hotel, and he sees in the lobby is his uncle. He's like, uncle, what are you doing here? How did you get here, uncle? And he says, oh, my dear nephew, Shlaimi, I'm here on business. Why are you here? Because I'm also here on business. He's like, oh, really? Come, I'll show you the ropes. Come with me tomorrow. I'll take you to the shuk. I'll introduce you to all the big machers here in the shuk, and we'll get you some good deals. He's like, okay, thank you so much. Wonderful. You go to sleep. He wakes up in the morning, prays super early, talit, tefillin, everything, and then he gets ready to go out for the day. He doesn't realize that his uncle woke up earlier than he did. And his uncle went to the shuk when everyone was setting up shop, and he told them all, and b'lashon she'atem mevinim, you all understand what it's like when you go to Eretz Yisrael and you hear someone say, oh, yesh ka Amerikai, yesh Amerikai, and you raise all the prices in the shuk, the same thing. These guys, they learn, oh, there's a guy from a foreigner here, let's go do some business. So he says, come with me. And he takes all the merchants with all their goods to the inn. And they line up at the door outside of the inn. And this guy walks out and he sees a line around the corner. What are you all doing here? Shlomi says. And they say, are you the American? European, whatever? He says, yeah, that's me. It's like, we're here for you. Really? So yeah, we heard you're looking to do some business. We brought some stuff to sell you. So Shlaimi says, great. They set up a booth right outside of the inn, and they start making deals. This merchant comes, the next one, he's buying, and he's buying, and he's buying. And eventually he runs out of money. So much, so many deals in one day, he ran out of capital. He has to get back. He doesn't have it. He only has enough money to ship everything home. At the end of the day, as he's closing up his books and getting ready to leave, his uncle comes over to him and says, "So how did it go, Shlomi?" And he says, "It was fantastic, uncle. I calculate, my projections are, I'm going to make 1,000% profits. Profit." And he's like, "Wonderful, that's great. So why do you look like you don't have a smile on your face?" He wasn't wearing a mask. "How come you don't have a smile on your face?" He says, "Uncle, I came all the way down here. I heard that there's a beautiful safari. I heard that there are beaches. I wanted to go see the sights. But I couldn't. So I was busy making money the whole time." So the uncle says, "Tipesh. So foolish. If you had gone to those sites, you would have wasted your money on something that you wouldn't have been able to take back with you. You wouldn't have made any money. You would have lost opportunity." The nimshal is that the father is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shlomi is our neshamot. We come to this world with a certain amount of cash in our hands. Time. The Ribono Shel Olam says, "I want you to invest it now when you're now on your way out into this world, so when you come back to this world, you'll make a killing." And the opportunity is for us to spend our time, invest our time well, and not splurge it on things that we don't need. We have a saying, a paragraph of Mishnah that we often recite. I'm sure everybody knows by heart. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia Omer. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia says, "Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael." The Ribono Shel Olam wants to give us zechuyot. He wants to give us zechut. He wants to give us many merits. Lefichach hirbah lahem Torah mitzvot. He gave us so much Torah, so much mitzvot. Shneimar Adonai chafetz zman tziko. Hashem wants our tzedek. Yagdil Torah v'yadir. He gave us so much Torah, so much mitzvot. There is no end. Every year we learn so much Torah and it never ends. There's so much more to learn. Every pasuk in the Torah has a million perushim. Every line of Gemara has 20 machlokot and machlokot upon machlokot about whether there is even a machlokot here or not. You wake up in the morning, there is a never-ending stream of mitzvot, people you can say tehillim for, people you can do chesed for, tefillah and the like. We can't waste our time. Here it's not so hard. You have no choice. You wake up in the morning, you have to go to class. 3+ hours of Torah every single day. 3+ hours of college every single day. It's not that hard to make sure you're busy. Here is harder than regular college, where you don't have the ol of Torah on your back. But as the summer comes and college is over, how much are we really investing our time in Torah? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, "Yafet Talmud Torah im derech eretz, shi'igiyat shneihem ashakachat avon." If a person spends his time with Torah and derech eretz, not Torah and Mada, it's a different saying, but it's pretty close. Torah and derech eretz together, yigiyat shneihem, toiling in both of them, mashakachat avon, it makes it almost impossible for one to sin. If a person totally focuses himself, totally indulges himself, and immerses himself in Torah and work, Torah and his studies, he won't have time to waste. And you all get a big kol kavod for being in this yeshiva, being in this college. Because in a place like this, it's built in. You don't have the nisayon of, should I go to a shiur in the local shul or not? You have to be here. You have no choice but to be toiling in Torah and in Derech Eretz every day, all day. But the summer is going to come, and there won't be so much time. There won't be so much time pre-designated for you to spend. But the truth is, the same way you're about to go through a season of finals, staying up until 3 in the morning, studying for that final the next day, plus the paper and whatever else you have to do. Yigiyat Shneihem means not that you only stay up to 3 in the morning for one thing, for the schoolwork. It also means staying up until 3 in the morning for the Torah as well. Shavuot is coming, and we're going to celebrate our marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every year, our remarriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah, the pasuk says in Mishlei Shlomo HaMelech says, "Be'ahavatah tishkei tamid." Two young people meet each other and they become enamored with each other, infatuated with each other, as potential mates for the future. The moment the ring goes on the finger, until the Sheva Brachot are over, you know 100% they're in La La Land. They're not coming out. No matter how much you try to engage in normal conversation with them about life, it's a totally different game. Once the last Sheva Brachot is over, so then you can start talking to a person again. That's what life has to be every single day with Hashem. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. There's no end to Torah, and no end to how much we can stop thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two steps to every Jewish marriage. There's the Erusin and the Nisuin. Erusin is not putting a ring on her finger when you get engaged. Erusin is under the chuppah. A person says to his future wife, "Harei amekudeshet li betabaat zo kedat Moshe v'Yisrael," and he puts a regular ring on her finger. That's the first step of marriage. Nisuin is when she enters his home. The Alter Rebbe says in Sefer Tanya that mitzvot are like the clothing, like the jewelry of our bodies. When Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we had only two mitzvot. We had Milah and Korban Pesach. Those were the two mitzvot that we covered our bare bodies with. That's why we say every single day, the gentleman in the room when we put on tefillin, "Ve'erastich li le'olam." The Ribono Shel Olam is always engaged to us because he put mitzvot on our finger. And we get to Shavuot. Shavuot kafa aleihem har ki gigit is the nisuin, it's the chuppah. The Ribono Shel Olam put a mountain over our heads, Har Sinai, and he brought us into his domain, into his home. The goal of Shavuot is not to shake a lulav, it's not to eat matzah, it's purely to sit under the chuppah with the Ribono Shel Olam. Purely to enjoy the yichud room, no matter how Svardi or not Svardi you are. Whether you have a yichud room at your wedding, you will have yichud with your spouse at the end of your wedding, whether it be during the wedding or not. The Ribono Shel Olam's nisuin with us takes place on Chag HaShavuot. What do we do in the yichud room with Hashem? I don't know. What do you do in the yichud room? Spend time together. You get to talk to each other. You get to know each other more. The way to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu more is to talk to Him through Tefillah and to let Him talk back through Talmud Torah. There are no special mitzvot on Shavuot. It's purely about Talmud Torah. So now, how many people are graduating this semester? That's pretty awesome. Nobody's graduating? One guy's graduating? How many years are you here for?
4 years.
Me too. I did 4 1/4 actually, post-Pesach. Okay, what's your name, Tzadik? Daniel? Okay. That's the Harava wherever you go next. You got a lot of kavod for pushing yourself all the way through the system. 4 years is not easy. What did you major in? Bima? Okay, fine. Do you know how to use this, you're saying? Or... I'm kidding. Okay. I know. I didn't go to SIMS. I went to YC. But I was in computer science. But it's okay. It's okay. Here it's built in. Who has a summer internship this summer? One person has an internship? Two? Maybe? You're just shy. Sapir, I know you're working on it, but no summer internships? Everyone's just doing college in the summer?
Working.
Okay, better than internship. You have a job. Okay, beautiful. Very nice. Baruch Hashem. Where are you working? Where? Syracuse?
Summer camp.
Okay, fine. Very nice. Baruch Hashem. A lot of guys, they spend their summers in the morning on the train and on the night at night in the train. Wherever you're going, whether it be to camp or not, or somewhere else, it doesn't mean we can take a break just because it's the summer. You might be able to take a break because you need to chill, but then you have to get right back into it. A person has to set aside time every single day to learn Torah and to grow in Torah. Whether it be through a daily daf yomi, amud yomi, some sort of daily quantity of Torah to learn, or a daily quantity of minutes to be listening to shiurim, to be investing in Talmud Torah, we never get a break. And we do them together, yegiat shneihem, mashakach adavon. Shavuot is coming. A person has to take advantage and to invest in the Ribono Shel Olam, invest in that opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the focus on both Torah and Derech Eretz together is what totally mutes the Yetzer Hara. Finally, since it is a mimuna is an opportunity not just to get together and have a fun time and have some good food, as I see is already waiting for you guys. I'm sorry if it's getting cold. A mimuna is an opportunity as the beginning of the harvest seasons, is to get together and to bless each other that it should be a good season, that we should have good parnasa. You're all going into a marathon of finals, whether it be tests or essays, whatever it may be, papers and the like. I wish you much hatzlacha. You should have tremendous hatzlacha. You should have a good crop. You should do well. Succeed biruchaniyut and gashmiyut through finals week and through the summer until next year or wherever life takes you next, Daniel. Bezai Hashem, ta'alu v'tatzlichu. You should have tremendous siyata d'shmaya in getting ready for Shavuot. Who doesn't get ready for his wedding? You should have tremendous siyata d'shmaya getting ready for Shavuot, investing in Talmud Torah, and with all of the things that will follow. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.